All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Do I have a treat for you. Like, I don't think Sully will appreciate this. I think David will. I think the people will. So I can tell you we'll have this up on the website. It might already be there, 971theticket.com, because there's video for this. But on the heels of The Last Dance, do you want to see? And I almost feel bad because the dude's dead. But if you want to see a dead guy hit with a bus, man, Jamal Crawford just did it. Jerry Krause. So 2 years after Jordan's gone, this is 2000. And this is exploding all over the place. And we'll have video for you at 971theticket.com. Jerry Krause's plan was to sign Grant Hill, Tracy McGrady, and Tim Duncan, all in the same summer. Now, you'll remember, the summer of 2000, Tim Duncan would have been with the Orlando Magic had they let his wife fly in the team plane. The Magic had a policy, spouses don't fly in the team plane. Duncan said, all right, well, forget it. Remember, Duncan's from the Bahamas. It was appealing to play there back then. The Magic had a higher profile back then because of the Shaq and Penny and you know, those years down there. Duncan was going to be with the Orlando Magic. It was going to happen. That was a huge thing. So, you ready for this? Jamal Crawford, who was a rookie that year, he was the other guy the Bulls drafted outside of that offensively god-awful Marcus Fizer from Iowa State. But their plan was to sign those three. But Krause lowballed him. He missed on all three, even famously meeting McGrady at the airport in an effort to get him to sign. Lowballed him. Didn't get it done. This was his grand plan. But you want to talk about the ultimate what if in sports. What if the Bulls, after breaking up Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, a year and a half later, in the summer of 2000, signed Duncan, Hill, McGrady, along with some of the draft capital they got in some of the moves they made? I'll tell you what one of them is. There wouldn't be a Last Dance documentary. And there wouldn't be piling on Jerry Krause's dead body. But here's the problem. Aside from the what ifs. If I'm Reinsdorf, and I empowered my GM to blow it up, and then he tells me he can execute this grand plan, and I find out he lowballed these guys. I find out he didn't land a single one of them. He's not my GM anymore. But Krause kept on keeping on. Like, I'm telling you, the ultimate villain in The Last Dance, the ultimate villain is Jerry Reinsdorf. He empowered Jerry Krause. He defended Jerry Krause. He chose Krause over Phil. He chose Krause over MJ. He chose Krause over those teams. And then the grand plan was to go out and really create the Miami Heat 10 years before the Miami Heat became a real thing with LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosch. Can you imagine at that time, Duncan Hill McGrady, a power forward, small forward, two-guard mix where you could have a dead guy at the point and a trash can at center, and you're winning championships. Obviously, Duncan went back to San Antonio, the Orlando disaster, the Bulls lowball. I got to look at Grant Hill post-2000 because I remember the ankle issues he was having. But T-Mac obviously had a hell of a career, albeit a bit of a loser. But on this team, Duncan's the one and 1A. Hill and T-Mac split being the Robin, and on certain nights, one of them can lay back and be the three. That's crazy. If you want to see the Jamal Crawford video, he was on a podcast called The Platform. But it's on 97.1 The Ticket. Jerry wholeheartedly believed we'd get all three of them. Jesus. By the way, Sully and David have taken the 5 o'clock segment off. They are nowhere to be found.
No, I'm just looking at, because I'm looking things up. Looking
just
at,
wanted to make sure I was still connected there.
Looking like what the roster would have been like. Yeah, they would have had Ron Artest. They would have had Elton Brand, or maybe not Elton Brand because they would have had Tim Duncan. But, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Jerry Krause screwed this up.
Dude, Krause.
It doesn't surprise me. Now, what the dominoes that would have fallen here, because you just mentioned the injury to Grant Hill. Now, Grant Hill may not have rushed back like he did in Orlando because, you know, he signed that contract. But if he would have had a Tim Duncan and Tracy McGrady as teammates, or even Eddie Jones as a teammate, you don't have to rush back. So maybe the ankle injury doesn't take the effect that it does on his career, and he could take longer to recover and then come back, and boom, they're dominant. Then you also have to think about the dominoes in the NBA as a whole, because Grant Hill eventually goes to Orlando.
Yeah.
Get the sign and trade there. Ben Wallace comes to Detroit. So then Ben Wallace doesn't come to Detroit if he goes to Chicago, and then the Pistons don't win a championship in 2004. So there's a lot of dominoes here. Tim Duncan, you know, the Spurs don't become the dominant Spurs team, and, you know, the dynasty that they became when Tim Duncan would have left, you know, after one championship with them. So, you know, and maybe Tracy McGrady's back injury never happens because he has two other teammates that can, you know, take on the load. Versus him taking the load on his own for a team. So it's a lot of dominoes here that could have affected the NBA, and Jerry Krause can be the reason for all of the dominoes not falling.
You know what's funny too? When you really look at this, you know, people talked about how Krause was such a good drafter, and I mentioned like Marcus Fizer was horrific. I mean, dude, look at Marcus Fizer as a top three pick. He was the Hashim Thabeet of the era. He was out of the league in like 2 years. But look at these picks in the 90s. Corey Benjamin, I remember him at Oregon State, but like Corey Benjamin stunk. Keith Booth in 97. I mean, 96, he drafts Othella Harrington, 95, Jason Caffey, 94, Dickie Simpkins, 93, Corey Blount, 92, Byron Houston, Mark Randall, didn't have a pick in 90. Like, dude, these picks are brutal. Brutal.
I mean,
Stacey King, sixth overall. He had one. He really had one good year, to be quite honest. Pippen and Grant, 1987.
Yes.
Pippen and Grant, 1987. His draft record was abysmal. Jerry Krause kept him employed. Or, I mean, Jerry Reinsdorf kept him employed. Wow.
Talk about a guy just taking a ton of heat, too. Yeah, no kidding. But the whole what-if thing, that's crazy to think about. Wow. I mean, there's so many things in sports where you can point to, but how would that have changed everything? As you were just saying, David, it's wild.
Look at
to
the
even
what
think
if.
About it.
Look at the what if Tim Duncan's wife had been allowed on the team playing in Orlando,
simple as that.
And he just went there.
I know.
Simple as that.
Wow.
That is crazy. How much that would have changed things. You can't even begin to to wonder how exactly the Dominoes would
You want one of the ultimate Detroit what-ifs? What if when Joe Dumars asked for John Amici in the Grant Hill sign and trade, what if the Orlando Magic said yes instead of no, we're keeping Amici, you'll take Ben Wallace?
I know. Yeah.
How about that for a what if?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
It's goofy, but I mean, it counts.
Oh,
it's always been
time.
One of my favorite what ifs.
The heart and soul of that team, Ben was.
Wow.
Sure, they wouldn't have had the success that they did. Sure would have had success, but they probably wouldn't have been what they were. He was the team. I know Chauncey, people say, was the better player, and I get it, but Ben Wallace was that team.
I can't get enough of the Marcus Fizer stuff, by the way. This is what happens when I just go down the wormhole. Marcus Fizer was so bad as a pro. So bad.
I know, man.
Like, it wasn't even... Dude, he barely, in his career, played 20 minutes a game.
I know, man.
And by year four, he was down to, 12-minute guy. Dude, awful. Awful.
It's so sad to me because he was such a great college player.
Until my man Andre Hudson
shut his ass down in the tourney. I will never forget that game, Iowa State, Michigan State, at the Palace of Auburn Hills in the tournament. That game, the energy, and I was watching on TV, the energy in that game was so electric. It was
Dude, that's my favorite Spartan basketball player of all time.
Hudson?
Like, Andre Hudson.
Wow.
Honestly, dude.
Not Peterson?
Nah, he was always in the right place at the right time.
Or Cassius or Bell or...
Nah. Just I loved what Hutt brought to the table, man. Always made the smart play. Was an elite on-ball defender. He embodied the toughness. There was no show. It was all stake. I loved Hutt. People forget, man. Everybody wants to talk about Mo Pete and Mateen. Without Hutt, they don't even get close. His defense in that tournament was unreal, and he shut Fizer down.
It was great, man.
How about Fizer? 6'8", 262. Oof. On that Danny Fortson meal plan.
I'm getting an idea for a segment. We need to do more of the all-time worst draft picks because it's really remarkable when you think of
just pull up Jerry Reese and Dave Gettleman. That'll be a good start.
How do you miss that bad on that many years on high draft picks? That's crazy,
dude. Jerry Krause, yeah. And how do you keep your job?
Right.
Think about it. I just read for you amidst the championship runs all of Krause's first round picks. They were horrific.
Yep.
How do you keep your job? You break up this unbelievable team. Then you tell me you're going to sign these stars. How do you keep your job? Dude, Reinsdorf is the enemy. I don't get how people don't see that.
Because it was the documentary was spun in a certain way, too.
Yeah, because Krause is dead.
Yep, exactly.
Sure.
The easiest opponent is the one who's 6 feet under.
Yep. No, no doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.